Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Talking About Transitions. I'm your host, Catherine Morgan. I am relaunching my show, relaunching myself, and relaunching my clients. In fact, relaunch you is a theme for pretty much everything I do. I wanted to talk to you today because the world of work has changed. And how do I know this? Because I am a career transition expert and a business consultant to consultants. And myself and everybody woke up one day and the way we work is different. Now, 9 to 5, or if that ever existed, 8:30 to 6, whatever it is still there, meaning full-time employment. That's not going away anytime soon. But there are other ways that the world of work has changed. I can tell you that job security, should you actually have some, is a great thing, but you can't count on it. I have had too many people come into my practice after being at jobs for 20 years, working their way up, and then all of a sudden there was a change in management, and the new person in charge wanted to bring in their people, and they lose their job, and they are absolutely panicked. Can they find another job? Will anybody understand their value? And they're angry because they gave their heart and soul to that business. They helped it grow. They felt ownership, which is exactly what you want in an employee if you think about it. The reason I am particularly drawn to this kind of work is that I was laid off 3 times in 4 years, not for cause. Sharp Electronics canceled my product line. I was in sales. There was nothing for me to sell. KPMG dropped headcount before the IPO to make the numbers look better. My boss was 120% of quota. My group was very profitable. We thought we were bulletproof, but we were all let go. And then the last company I worked for was Arthur Andersen, and many of you might know that a 90-year-old company with a great reputation went out of business in 6 weeks. Certainly that was something I wasn't expecting, and it was not my fault. So job security, when people say they want to have a job so that they can have some security, I have to tell them, they may get security, but they may not, and certainly you can't count on it. I'm seeing people start businesses, full-time businesses, where they hope to grow their business, get employees, have something that's saleable. That's certainly one way. A lot of people are doing basically what I do, which is creating a business to support themselves, essentially a job business, as my friend Carol Roth would call it. But there are also people who have a job portfolio, meaning they have, as they're growing the business, maybe they have a part-time job, or they're doing some freelance work, or they're building a business out while on the side while they have a full-time job. And when I'm speaking to job search networking groups, which I do quite frequently, I throw out this idea of job portfolio to people, and invariably, 2 or 3 people's eyes light up, like this is the answer they've been looking for, and they couldn't figure it out, because they want to create something where they can wrap their work around their life as opposed to their life around their work, like you have to do in a full-time corporate environment. And to poke at something that people tend to believe, I work with people in their 40s, 50s, early 60s. My folks, a lot of them are not looking to slow down. They have time. They have energy. They have commitment. A lot of them have renewed commitment to their career, whether they're growing a business or working for somebody else, because they have kids out of the house and more time and more availability and maybe more options because they don't have as high an overhead anymore. So we need to take a look at how we work, the different ways we can work, full-time in our business, full-time in corporate, job portfolio. To be more honest, actually, I have a job portfolio because I have my business, point A to point B transitions, where I work with people in career transition and growing solo consulting businesses. But I also work with New York Times bestselling author, CNBC on-air contributor, recovering investment banker, Carol Roth. And I've been working with Carol, I think it's 5 years this summer. I manage her blog for her, and I do a bunch of other things with her. So I have multiple revenue streams, which as a small business owner is a smart thing to do. I also do a lot of business writing, website content, blog posts, white papers, case studies, that sort of thing. And because I'm maybe a multi-passionate entrepreneur, I like that. I like the different responsibilities, and I think it keeps me sharp and infinitely employable. And you might ask yourself, you know, if I take that chance and I start a business, is it possible for me to go back to corporate? And I'll tell you that it absolutely is. Another quality of the new world of work that I've noticed is people might phase in and out of corporate, then freelance, then having a business, some combination, and back to corporate. I have worked with consultants in social media, marketing, sales, and they go in and out. So someone might reach out to me because their business isn't doing exactly what they want. And I talk to them like, okay, do you really want to grow your business or do you want to go back to corporate? And there might be some compelling reason where at this time going back to corporate is the right choice. Okay, so we help them go back to corporate. And surprisingly, with this vaunting of entrepreneurship, I am having a lot of people come to me and say that they are not natural entrepreneurs. They don't like working alone. They're tired of being the CEO and the janitor, and they want to go back to corporate, and I help them do that. In fact, Carol Roth did an interview with me on the entrepreneur.com blog about how to transition back to employee after being an entrepreneur. It's totally possible to do, but you will need some help because there will be questions that you will be asked and some talking points that you need to have very clear. Like, if your business was successful, why are you looking to leave it? If your business wasn't successful, what was your takeaways and why is that important or valuable to your future employer? I have also had people who were laid off or who just sort of come to the end of their rope with their employer and said, you know what, I have great skills. I could do this just as easily on my own. And I help them grow a solo consulting business. That's my specialty, is helping people basically brain rent their brain and how they can do it, how they can get paid for it. One thing I would have people keep in mind, whether they are looking to be employed or hoping to start a business, is that there are three R's of hireability. Hireability by a company, hireability by small businesses or other consultants or however you're going to get hired. The R's are recent, ready, and relevant. And you need to have all three of those rock solid if you want to make sure that any rocky periods, you have options. So let's talk about recent. Have you worked recently? If you haven't been doing paying work recently, have you volunteered with a nonprofit? How have you been spending your time? What's recent? The most toxic thing that you can do is walk into an interview or a meeting with a prospective client and them ask you what you're doing and you sort of scramble around for something intelligent to say. No, come in with a point of view. And if you went backpacking across Europe, hooray for you. Talk about backpacking across Europe and what you learned doing that. It's fine. Whatever you're doing is fine, but you just need to say it very compellingly. So that's recent. Relevant. Are your skills up to date? Are you relevant in the marketplace? Do you have knowledge, skills, industry expertise that people would pay you for? That's important. You have to stay relevant. If you know there's something missing that you see is needed in the marketplace or as you're looking at job descriptions, you don't have something, go fix it. You have this time. You can learn anything now, online, in person, get reading, get the knowledge you need. So we have recent and relevant, and we have ready. Are you ready? Do you have an up-to-date LinkedIn profile that's well-written, that talks about your value to anybody who would hire you, your best skills, your fit? Do you have a resume that's current, updated? If a recruiter reaches out to you, do you have something to send them? You'd be surprised at how many people have been employed for a very long time and don't have a resume and a LinkedIn profile or a professional network that's warm, that has people that they could call that are in their industry or know people. Everybody knows somebody. And then your mental state. And we can't discount this because if you're not feeling solid in your skills, if you're feeling shaky emotionally, you will not present well. You will not present well in your writing, in your phone interviews, and for sure not face-to-face. So that's part of being ready. You need to be ready. You need to be solid. You need to have your talking points ready. You need to have your stories ready. You need to have your metrics ready. And if you continually think about those three R's and how you can stay recent, relevant, and ready, whatever the world of work throws at you is just fine because you have what you need to be either find a consulting project, find a full-time job, grab a freelance something. You have it. So going forward with talking about transitions, we are going to mostly talk about how the world of work, what people are seeing in the marketplace, what they're doing, what the current emotional state in employment is. We're going to talk to real people. This will primarily be an interview show. But today I wanted to give you the background of me and what I've been seeing and what the framework is for exploring opportunities and why it's critically important for us to continue to have these conversations and to know that career transition is something that will happen to most of us several times in our career. It doesn't have to be scary. It doesn't have to be insurmountable. It's manageable. There's frameworks to follow. There's templates to use. I have relaunched people after unimaginable illnesses, financial collapse, divorce, years in transition. It's totally possible to relaunch yourself, but you have to be able to see that it is. The biggest roadblock very frequently is not being able to see the possibilities. So I ask you to open yourself to the possibilities and what do you want to do next? What is your right next step? Thank you so much for listening today. It was my absolute pleasure, and I look forward to speaking to you again soon. Thank you.